Lawyers for Jocelyn Unger, a murder suspect, want gag order on trial proceedings. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 27, 2024. Attorneys for one of the illegal migrants who is accused of killing a 12-year-old Texas girl are seeking a protective order against negative media attention in the case. In the protective order filing, which was obtained by Fox News, attorneys for Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, 26, one of the two men who have been charged with strangling Jocelyn Nungare and leaving her dead in a creek, argued that extrajudicial statements that are made to the press would probably produce a result of undue prejudice. The additional extrajudicial statements to the news media are likely to produce a result of undue prejudice in the community to deprive the defendant of a fair trial guaranteed by Article I of the Texas Constitution and the 6th and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution, the attorneys wrote in the motion, according to the outlet. In the documents, statements made by Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg, such as, "M, make no mistake, this is a horrific crime, and the immigration system is broken," were referenced by attorneys for Pena Ramos, according to Fox News. Pena Ramos's attorney claimed in the filing that Ogg had made numerous statements about the case that went beyond the statements of the prosecutor during the probable cause hearing, according to the outlet. In June, Pena Ramos and Johan Jose Martinez Rangel, 21, were arrested and charged with capital murder by the Houston Police Department regarding Nungare's death. As Breitbart News has previously reported, on June 16, Nungare snuck out of her apartment, and shortly after midnight, she was observed on surveillance cameras with Pena Ramos and Martinez Rangel at a 7-Eleven. On the night of June 16, Jocelyn snuck out of her apartment building after her mother went to sleep. Jocelyn's boyfriend is the last person to have spoken to the girl. Shortly after midnight, Jocelyn can be seen on surveillance cameras at a 7-Eleven convenience store alongside Martinez and Ramos. Law enforcement officials explained that after leaving the 7-Eleven convenience store, the three of them ended up at a bridge nearby. And between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., the men allegedly strangled Nungare and left her body in a creek. As Breitbart News has previously reported, prosecutors from Harris County showed evidence to the court in June that Pena Ramos and Martinez Rangel had allegedly walked Nungare to a bridge after leaving the 7-Eleven store. While at the bridge, Martinez Rangel allegedly took hold of Nungare's neck, got on top of her, and allegedly covered her mouth. The men also allegedly undressed Nungare, leaving her naked from the waist down. Both men, who are Venezuelan nationals, were apprehended at the southern border and released into the United States with a notice to appear, NTA. Last Thursday, Alexis Nungare, the mother of Jocelyn, joined former President Donald Trump at the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona, where she highlighted the importance of border control. "I have to go through the rest of my life with my son always asking for his sister. And I just really, really, really want everybody to please take into consideration how important border control is," Alexis Nungare explained.